of your mother's knee.
Yes.
Don't tell me to hold on. I want to know.
No, I am.
She is dying over there. She's crying in the bathroom for what you've done to me.
Okay, she is? All right. Can you go and check on her, please?
Why don't you come and check on her?
Because you're standing right there.
I thought you said I was vicious and you're afraid and I tried to strangle Keith or something. I don't even know what you are accusing me of because I don't know what lies he told you.
Okay, whatever.
So if I'm so dangerous, why should I check on her? Why would you leave her alone with me? I'm crazy. You just told her that you wanted me to be locked up. So why is it okay with you that I'm here alone with her?
Okay, it's not okay.
Are you a hypocrite or what?
It's not okay.
Well, then come over here and help her and check on her.
How come you showed up uninvited and unannounced?
I want some Ralph's ice.
No, I'm not bringing you anything.
Why not?
Because...
I want some Ralph's ice. I'm a little afraid to go out myself.
Oh, gee, you don't deserve it. That's why I'm not getting you any.
What's it about deserving?
Go check on
you. Because I'm not your servant. You are not the queen. No, I don't desire to do that. If I'm going over, I'm going to take care of my mother only. I get up at 4 o'clock. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to work, unlike you.
Don't you think it's dangerous for me to wander the streets to get Ralph?
Absolutely. I don't think you should do that.
Well, then why don't you get it for me so I don't have to?
Because I don't serve you. All right, if you're not going to put Mom on the phone, then I'm going to just take the recording and I'm going to deal with it properly, okay?
You can go ahead and do whatever you want. You can call anyone you want to come and check on her.
Okay.
And can I give them your phone number when they come? Are you the contact?
I want to know.
Now you don't have my son to blame. Like, you called him a fucking lazy son. That's what you called him. That he was a fucking lazy whatever. I remember that. Now you don't have him here to blame.
No, I called him a pothead.
You have to do for Mom now. It's your turn.
No, it's your turn. I was there already this week.
You said I'm crazy.
I know. If you came down.
You don't want me. So I'm crazy when it suits you, and when it doesn't suit you, I'm okay to take care of Mom, huh?
No, let's talk about Keith.
No.
Yeah, let's talk about Keith. Okay.
What do you want to say? I've lived with him for 30 years.
Okay, when was the last time he abused you physically?
Let's see. In 2011. Well, no, wait a minute. 2012,
2 years ago.
He threw me through a door.
Okay.
And he smashed me and I had to go to the walk-in.
Okay. And when was the incident that Kenny talks about when you were strangling Keith?
When? I never strangled Keith. I never got near him to strangle him. Keith might have said that to Kenny because he had beaten Kenny's head to a pulp. And there's a police report on it. And in fact, the police called. They checked on me to make sure I was okay after they saw what he did to Kenny.
Okay.
They asked me if I'm okay. I'm safe. Do I feel safe?
Okay. Yeah, that's standard procedure. They're taught to react that way to people that are upset.
But Kenny's a child of a lesser God. He doesn't merit anyone going to jail for abusing him.
Of course not.
If he came home looking like that from a group home, somebody would be in jail.
Okay.
I guarantee you.
Okay, can I talk to Mom? Please?
I don't know. I think she's in the bathroom. Mom?
She's okay.
Mom? Maybe she's on her cell phone with Becky. Where are you, Mommy? Charlie wants to check on you because he wants to make sure I'm not strangling you, I suppose.
All right, just say goodnight.
Here.
Just say goodnight, Mom.
Yeah, Mom, are you there?
He's afraid for you.
All right, Mom. You're okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Of course I'm fine.
All right.
I'm a little bit surprised at you, Joe. I'm not going to talk anymore. I want to get off.
All right, Mom.
Good night.
All right. You take care of yourself. Good night. I love you, Mom.
I love you, too, but you couldn't with this antics
point. All right. I didn't eavesdrop on a conversation and interrupt it.
She wants to say something to you.
Of course she wants to.
Charlie, I just want to ask you what you think. Did Mommy not soak her foot for what reason?
Oh, dude, Alice, don't just call.
Is there a reason for
Check. You have to check with Allison. Allison's the doctor that's treating her foot. Right, it has to be irrigated with fresh water. I think Allison is afraid of soaking it unless it's constantly changed and flushed with fresh water. That was it. She didn't want her... I think that Allison was resistant. She said it wouldn't hurt if you changed the water frequently.
But, I don't want to soak it for a long time. I just wanted it to increase the circulation and clean it out. And we'll dump it.
All right, have...
iodine, right? Like, you could put that... What's it
called? No. You can't put anything on that foot. No, I don't think you should.